From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ross Terrell. Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton says the University of Missouri will pay health insurance premiums for graduate student employees next year. Lofton announced the move Wednesday at a meeting where faculty expressed concerns about recruiting graduate students for next year. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Lofton said the university would cover insurance costs, but he did not give more specifics. The university told graduate assistants in August it could no longer pay for the health insurance premiums because of a recent IRS interpretation of the Affordable Care Act. But the university later created the task force to find a way to continue covering graduate assistants' health care costs. The task force panel could publish its recommendations in the next month. A new principal has been named at a brand new elementary school in Columbia. KBIA's Nina Maiden reports.
Dr. Tim Majerus has been recommended to the Columbia Public Schools Board of Education to become the future principal of Beulah Ralph Elementary School. Majerus says that opening a new school has always been a career goal of his.
In 2012, I was asked to take over the principalship at Alpha Heart Lewis Elementary School, which I was happy to do, and that's been a great experience for me for 4 years. The reason I'm interested in the Beulah Ralph position is because it's an exciting opportunity to open a new school, and that's something I've thought about for a long time.
Assistant principal at Alpha Heart Lewis Elementary School, Jill Edwards, says she and the entire staff are very proud of Majerus and this new opportunity. Majerus says his next step is to start hiring the staff of Beulah Ralph Elementary School before it opens in the fall of 2016. This is Nina Amaden, Columbia, KBIA.
Despite raising concerns, Governor Jay Nixon's administration is planning to implement legislation cutting Missouri's unemployment benefits to one of the shortest periods nationally. Nixon said previously that he didn't believe the bill was legally passed because the Senate waited until September to override his veto instead of voting in May as the House did. Until now, Nixon has declined to say whether he would implement the bill, which could cut benefits from 20 to 13 weeks effective in January, but his Labor Department now confirms to the Associated Press that it plans to carry out the cuts. Those plans still could change. A lawsuit backed by labor unions asked a Cole County judge to declare the measure unconstitutional because of the way in which it passed. The Columbia Police Department issued a warning Wednesday to Mid-Missouri residents to be wary of calls from people posing as city employees. The caller reportedly tells potential victims they are behind on utility payments and their services will be shut off if not paid within 2 hours. The Columbia Police Department spokesperson Brianna Larimer says the scammer then asked for credit card information to pay off the debt.
This phone scam has actually been one that we have seen hit Columbia before, but it's making its rounds yet again. There is a caller that's utilizing an 866 phone number. He claims to be an employee with the City of Columbia.
Police say the City of Columbia Utility Billing Office may make calls for billing reminders, but will not ask for any type of payment to be made during the call. Ross Terrell, KBIA News, Columbia.